Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, y'all. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thank you ever so much for listening. We appreciate it. Whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, or you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you're listening live, hola. Thanks for listening. We recently heard from one of our live listeners across the pond, a live listener. They listen like at midnight or something.
They listen at midnight?
They do a night shift somewhere of something. I'm sorry. They're like,
I do not.
I'm sorry. I think it's, I think it's like a hotel kind of deal.
Oh, yeah. What kind of hotel?
I don't know. I got the vibe like they were doing like the night shift. They call it the night audit. You really don't have to do audits, I don't think, anymore.
What is that? You just make sure everybody's in their room?
Well, they would. Yeah. Well, no. Like the 11 p.m. to 7, having been a hotel manager for several years myself.
Right. But over there, it's not a... I'm an innkeeper. I'm an innkeeper!
At Rated R Comedy.
No!
Everyone's from My Fair Lady as an innkeeper. With a little bit of luck.
I'm the publican.
I don't remember what we're talking about. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link.
You're talking about in England, there's all these weird hotels where people hang out at night, do weird shit.
I'm just saying, I think we have listeners all around the world. Ooh, live too.
Lots of people up in the middle of the night.
We know we have Canadians.
Right. They're like, if you listen to the news at midnight, you get to hear all the stupid shit America's up to. How they're going to fuck up the planet.
Other parts are doing pretty well too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys,
you saw the tape. You saw the mimeograph. You saw the footage of the soccer.
Holy shit. Soccer
fans.
Holy fuck.
Rioting in Naples, Italy.
God.
Naples, apparently, I think it might be going on now or has gone on already. Naples versus
I don't
Frankfurt,
want to fight those people.
Frankfurt, Germany.
You know why I can't fight with those people? Because I'm not so sure. I don't know how long I can throw a chair. I don't know how far I could. Like, if I picked up a chair, how far could I hurl that motherfucker?
Well, you know, in Europe, everywhere is an outdoor cafe.
So
there are weapons available for these guys,
We have light chairs. Good for throwing.
Yeah, fighting. I showed Ryan the footage.
Yes.
Before he knew what it was.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
I said the fires and the chairs launching and the police running.
Right.
And I said, these are soccer fans. Mm-hmm. And this is before the matches.
Yes. I mean,
fighting broke out in Naples on Wednesday night. Or Wednesday, that's today, ahead of Napoli's Champions League last 16-second leg.
God, you
against
know.
Eintracht Frankfurt, as supporters set a police car on fire and threw stones at buses.
Oh, I love soccer. It's my
in the
favorite
city
thing.
Center.
Let me throw a chair.
What the fuck?
They listen, man. That's crazy. And what if you know what I just thought of? What if you What if you're a refugee from a war-torn part of the world and you wake up one day and you walk out?
Oh, my God. And you don't flashing really, back. And yeah.
Yeah, you don't really know that it's soccer season or whatever the fuck is going on.
Some yob is chucking a planter from a nearby.
It looks like Saving Private fucking Ryan out there.
The Italian authorities had banned fans living in Frankfurt from attending the stadium for the match amid concerns about possible violence, but a group of the German clubs... So this is beforehand, even.
They were concerned.
They said, stay the fuck out, Frankfurt.
Yeah.
But a group of the German club supporters made the trip to Italy anyway. Footage showed supporters clashing with anti-riot forces.
Good God.
And a police car in flames with objects being tossed toward the police.
Ew.
Overturned tables and chairs lay smashed on the ground as police tried to tame the rioting fans.
The game hasn't happened yet, correct?
Hadn't.
It's before the game.
It's because they wouldn't let him in.
Not even an outcome.
Because they wouldn't let him in. They said, you're banned.
They're like, you're banned.
Well, they said you're banned from the stadium. I don't know if they can ban or from the city.
Well, I think you can right now. I mean, I don't know what the laws are there, but I mean, I'm not saying. Is there anything else at play other than the fact that they got banned from that soccer game?
Oh, well, some of the Italian home team supporters.
You okay there?
Threw stones and bottles at buses carrying the Eintracht fans.
Of course.
Damaging a window.
Right.
They say
damaging a window? I saw that. Well, I saw that footage, and there's no accounting for all the windows damaged. It's just a fucking melee. God, it's like a hurricane.
Italian's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini wrote on Instagram, "These are not fans. They are criminals, thugs. I wonder if they would make the same mess in Germany."
Whatever, dude.
Fans of both teams clashed prior to the first leg in Frankfurt.
Right.
With police having labeled the game as high risk. These are soccer games, and they're high risk events.
Why are you having
What is going on?
Why have them in the city centers? That's what I don't understand. Put these on a boat somewhere and let these fuckers beat the shit out of each other in private. But then
I'm not saying we don't riot, but it's usually just after like championships and shit. And it's usually in celebration, right?
Yeah, no one's throwing a chair without having a heart attack.
We usually wait till the game's over.
Yeah, that's true.
Before we light shit up.
Or if it's nobody get mad, but if it's the south side of Chicago, if it's White Sox, and actually sometimes the Cubs. If it's, where else has this happened recently? Well, no, the White Sox had a pretty good one. Sometimes the fans get all angry and rush the field and beat the shit out of the players.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Raiders.
God, like 15 years ago that happened. It was crazy.
Boston fans.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Philly
They're like, I'm going to throw this car battery off the fucking balcony.
So yeah, that was crazy. There's craziness going on everywhere, everyone. It's not just here.
But it's soccer. You know what's infuriating about that? These dumb fucking soccer yobs, you fucks. You know, there are parts of the country where the globe, where that fighting is going on, and they want it to stop, but they can't. Now you're doing it over a stupid fucking game.
I wonder if the term yob is only for UK
Twitos
ruffians, or is it yob is slang in the UK for a loudish, uncultured person. In Australia, the word yabo is more frequently used with a similar, although slightly less negative meaning. Yabo?
I just think Australia, I'd be walking around in ready position all the time.
Oh, so soccer. So yob isn't strictly just about soccer. If you're a yob, you're kind of a wanker.
I'm a wanker.
A cockwomble.
Right.
You've been betrayed. I don't know what you want.
Don't be a cockwomble, Master Shelby.
Seriously, dog, I'm out of treats.
Mr. Shelby.
I'm out of treats.
Wait, is Shelby the main character in Peaky Blinders?
The Shelby family.
Arthur Shelby. Is that what she's named after? The Shelby.
I doubt it, since she was from Alabama.
What does that mean? The people in Alabama
isn't
don't watch.
A whole county named Shelby?
That's in The Simpsons. Shelbyville.
Well, there's a Shelby County. City to,
isn't there? I don't know. Mr. Shelby. Man.
Shelby County, Alabama is located in the central portion of the state.
Well, who's named after a county? Are you named after a county?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the kid, it was a kid. She was a kid's dog for a bit, that's right? True. And maybe
Shelby is the name.
Maybe
of
she
a,
was way into
a walrus.
Maybe she was way into
something with Shelby in it.
Yeah. What was that? Steel Magnolias.
You're named after Julia
that
Roberts.
Was my spoiler alert.
Her
that was
right?
That was my Shelby. Worry. That was my worry. Shelby. I was like, I can't have that. I got to change her name because I'm going to keep thinking, don't eat that, Shelby.
Oh, yeah. Drink the juice, Shelby.
I would always think of dying Julia Roberts.
Right.
But now when I hear Shelby, I think of Shelby.
Yes.
Of this critter.
Right.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Yay.
Thin ice.
Banking?
Oh, this is crazy. I read up
climate change.
A whole bunch of shit about this. Trump judge hears case to ban abortion medication.
Right.
This is crazy. These motherfuckers that have banned together organizations to find the perfect, first of all, they went judge shopping or they went venue shopping.
Oh, yes.
Until they could find someone that could possibly sue in the district so that they specifically would get this motherfucking judge who is a Trump appointee that beforehand was on pro-life advocacy groups.
That should disqualify you from being a judge. I mean, am I weird on this? I mean, it's like you're in an advocacy group, and now you're going to be a judge. And the advocacy group is about, like, religious shit.
Now, not all the Trump judges have ruled in Trumpian ways, we found. But this one is not one of those. He has.
Yes.
He has previous decisions that are just fuckery. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That are unsupported.
Right.
And overturned later on.
Yes.
So the worry is, and everything I read, every argument these motherfuckers have.
Yes.
Is lies.
Right.
Medical lies. Like
every argument to
they're talking about this mifepristone.
What the drug does.
Yes. And they're like, oh, it's dangerous. And they just pushed it through and blah, 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 blah.
You know what the crazy other crazy argument is we're having about pharmaceuticals right now is like, how do you make these chemicals that you inject into people to kill them with capital punishment? And those fuckers want those chemicals, but they don't want these chemicals.
Let's see how much it says here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A conservative federal judge in Texas heard arguments today from a Christian group seeking to overturn the FDA's more than two-decade-old approval of an abortion medication.
Did you say Christian or Nazi group?
Six of one.
Nine!
In a case that could threaten the most... That's not fair. There are Christians out there.
Fuck them away.
Not
excuse
Nazis,
me.
But
no,
this
no, no.
group...
And I'm going to do the thing they do.
We have Christian listeners. I'm not going to...
But this is what they...
Blame them.
No,
I mean,
but this
I
is...
I don't get it. I don't agree. But right. if you're walking the walk... Of what that dude said, that
yes.
What Jesus said, then you're probably a pretty cool person.
Well, proselytize to your colleagues then and tell them to quit shoving crosses up people's assholes. And in this case, vaginas.
They're not hanging out. The Catholics in Chicago are not going to travel down to Greg Glock's church and try to convert people.
Hey, go down there. They don't. Hey, Greg, you got to shut the fuck up about this pro-life shit.
Lawyers for the group Alliance Defending Freedom asked Judge Matthew Kaczmarek during the hearing in Amarillo, Texas, to issue an immediate order that would revoke or suspend the drug mifepristone. Mifepristone. Approval. Such a step would be an unprecedented challenge to the FDA, which approved the drug in combination with a second pill as a safe and effective method for ending pregnancy in 2000. Meanwhile, since then, there have been hundreds of thousands, millions of, yes, of this drug dealt out with minimal,
right, so it
side effects.
Works.
So this, oh my God, we're doing this to save the poor women. This is what they're trying to say. They're trying to claim that they push this through and it's killing women. They're hemorrhaging left and right. The hospitals will, right, be filled if you allow this to continue. It's been continuing since 2000, you cunts.
And they want to, all they want to do is
this get rid of abortion totally.
Right, right. They just want to oppress women. I mean, listen to what Trump said in his dumb fucking speech. He was like, we're going to have a baby boom, baby boom. We want women shooting babies out of their pussies. That's what they want. They want the Handmaid's Tale.
The attorney told the judge that removing the drug from the market would restore proper policing power to the states.
Nine, you little fucking Nazi.
A reference to last summer's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade and left it to states to decide on the legality of abortion. So that's where it gets scary.
Oh, it gets stupid. Hey, welcome to Florida. We're letting the state decide something here. We're fucked up. That's crazy. Our state is fucked.
Mifepristone, when combined with the second pill, has, yes, become the most combined common method of abortion in the U.S., has been increasingly prescribed since Roe was overturned.
This is medical shit, though, we're talking about. This is medical shit. This is like stuff you do with your fucking doctor.
Acknowledging the significance of the case, Kaczmarek, the judge, who was appointed by Trump, asked the attorney if he could cite a prior example of a court removing an FDA-approved drug after many years on the market. The sleazy scumbag Christo lawyer...
Nine!
I'm paraphrasing. I'm, yes, adding. I'm embellishing.
Right. Adding to the resume.
Said there are no prior examples... But he blamed the drug's longevity on the FDA stonewalling his group trying to remove the drug. That's just because they've been stonewalling us. But it's been fine, statistically, minimal
right,
complications.
I mean, the drug works. They want to get rid of it. And there's no other reason to get rid of it. This is, I can't take this story. They just want to get rid of it because of Jesus reasons.
And then they're trying to resurrect some ancient law.
Pun.
That somehow that it's also illegal to send it through the mail because they really hate that.
What the fuck?
And there are some states that are trying to pass that if this is prescribed, it has to be given and taken physically. So you have to go to your doctor. He hands you a pill, watches you take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yells, whore, whore, murderer 15 times in your face. Yeah.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
And then you can leave.
This is stupid. We are ruled by the Lord of the Rings. It's like that. We're in the medieval times. We are in the stupid times. Welcome to the stupid thuggery times of dumb fuckistan. We are stupid.
Lawyers for the FDA are expected to argue that pulling the drug would upend reproductive care for U.S. women and undermine the government's scientific oversight of prescription drugs.
Do we hate ourselves this much? Do we really?
The judge gave each side 2 hours to make their arguments with time for rebuttal.
God.
The drugs manufacturer Danko Laboratories will join the FDA in arguing to keep the pill available.
Danko.
A ruling could come at any time after arguments conclude. A decision against the drug would be swiftly and instantly appealed.
Yes.
By U.S. Department of Justice attorneys representing the FDA, who would also seek an emergency stay to stop it from taking effect while the case proceeds.
Well, let's do some role playing here. Let's see how this goes. I am going to play the team trying to get the drug banned, and then you can be the other team. And I will say something like, this drug offends my relationship I have with Jesus, and I don't like it very much, and I hate women. We should get rid of it. And your rebuttal is, what would you say?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. That's a good argument.
Shove your Bible the most uncomfortable way up your ass.
Jeez.
Horizontally, maybe, with the points sticking. In fact, open it up. Open up flat.
This Bible.
And I want hardcover.
Oh shit, God, no, not that. This Bible's been signed by Mike Lindell.
And a sticker that he put in there.
That's right.
One of the Alliance's chief arguments is that the FDA misused its authority when it originally approved the pill. FDA reviewed the drug under its so-called accelerated approval program, which was created in the early 90s to speed access to the first HIV drugs. Since then, it's been used to expedite drugs for cancer and other serious or life-threatening diseases.
This pisses me off because these are people that are not scientists fucking with our shit. You know what I mean? And the things they're fucking with things scientists are doing that would help us. But non-scientists are fucking with that. Why are we letting this happen?
Right.
They're talking about Jesus and shit. They don't know about this fucking drug.
So it's just crazy.
It's fucked up. Fuck off.
They're saying that pregnancy is not a disease, and therefore mifepristone should not have been considered for accelerated approval. So even though it was approved, it's been fine. They're saying it shouldn't have been considered in the first place. Take it away from everybody.
We're stupid.
Take it away from everybody.
God damn it. This is what I want to do. Can we pay those German people that lost their shit about that soccer game? Let's pay them to go get the mestafoferone. Who gives a fuck? Go get it. Let's tell those people to go get it. And they will get it and bring it back to us. And it'll be abortions all around.
FDA says the group's argument is flawed on multiple counts. FDA regulations make clear that pregnancy is considered a medical condition that can be serious and life-threatening.
Yes!
By the way, mifepristone?
Mifepristone?
Chances of severe complications and death.
Yes.
Far lower than pregnancy and birth.
You fucking hypocrites!
So don't give me this. We're trying to help the women.
But isn't that true, though, usually? Like, childbirth is more dangerous than these other options.
Right, yes.
This is insane. You fucking religious fanatics, stay in your lane, in the bullshit lane. Your lane is the bullshit lane. You go around, yell about shit, wave your signs with fetuses at the corner of every fucking street, but stay the fuck out of the doctor shit.
Meanwhile, while the FDA reviewed the drug under its accelerated approval regime, it didn't expedite the drug's review.
Yeah.
So it accepted it as, okay, we'll do it quick, but then they didn't do it quick.
Right.
Approval came 4 years later.
Why? Well, wait, but originally the process was expedited because it was an emergency. We wanted to get
They just accepted. These companies said, here's a giant list of all of our drugs we would like approved for accelerated approval.
Is it true?
Including this one about pregnancy. And the government's like, yeah, fine.
Yes.
But then they didn't end up expediting it.
Is it true that the government got wind of a lot of potential assholes being born, and so they wanted to rush pill to get it out there?
Now we'll talk. Yeah. The FDA used regulatory powers during that time to add extra safety restrictions to the drug, including requiring physicians to be certified before prescribing it. So the FDA during that time said,
yes,
you know what? What we're learning about this drug, you know, you should be certified to be able to prescribe it.
Right.
So you know what you're doing.
Yes, of course.
The hearing is the first in the case. So the government took time to make it safer for patients.
Why? Let me ask you something. Why do you have to, do you have to be a physician?
I'm going to turn the heat off. It's turning into a roasting center.
Why? I don't mean, if there's any physicians listening and you're offended by what I'm about to fucking say, I'm really sorry. But if you know you need an abortion and you want the fucking pill and all they're going to do is mail it to you, Why does a fucking doctor have to do that? Why can't someone that can, you're just putting the pill in a bottle, putting it in the fucking mail, and mailing it off, right? Well,
it's a doctor prescribing it in the first place.
A real doctor?
Yeah.
It's just, all they're doing is putting the pill in the mail.
Well, right, but these are, you know, like, this will be a doctor in Alabama prescribing it for someone who then can't buy it because it's Alabama Stan, and then orders it in the mail.
Yeah, well, right. Right, yeah, yeah, I guess you need a doctor. But a doctor is not there, they just ask you questions.
No, well, maybe. I don't know if it's that
easy. Couldn't AI
it
through
that? I think you probably
still
need to go to a doctor and have a confirmed pregnancy test.
Yeah,
that's true. I would think, before they're going to start doing stuff. The hearing is the first in the case and is being closely watched by groups on both sides.
Oh, yes.
Removing it from the market would curb access to abortion, even in states where it's legal.
But it would just curb it because that pill wouldn't be available. But it's effective. I hate this argument so fucking much. Why are we getting rid of it again? Because of the ninnies. Give me another reason. The ninnies.
It's the ninnies. Yeah.
Why don't you care about some pill that makes you grow hair? Or some fucking...
Members of the Women's March advocacy group rallied outside the courthouse, including one dressed as a kangaroo, to decry the proceedings as a kangaroo court.
It's a kangaroo court full of bullshit. It's nuts. Go fuck off. This is crazy. Stupid.
If it's sidelined, clinics and doctors that prescribe the combination say they would switch to using only misoprostol, the other drug used in the two-drug combination. That single-drug approach has a slightly lower rate of effectiveness in ending pregnancies, but is widely used in countries where mifepristone is illegal or unavailable.
So wait a second. Okay, mifepristone, the better drug, is illegal and unavailable, but another drug...
It helps, yeah. Mifepristone, I think, helps prevent the implantation, maybe.
Okay.
Or softens up the uterus a little more.
But we can't have that one. But we can have the other one that you mentioned.
And the misoprostol, which is the one that actually terminates the pregnancy.
Right.
They still give that one. They don't have to give it with mifepristone, but you have a higher rate of effectiveness.
With mifepristone.
Yes.
So why don't we use that one instead of the other fucking drug?
Well, they are.
Because, well, right. But mifepristone is illegal. In
some countries. It's legal here. They're trying to make it illegal. But the misoprostol is the one that I'm sure they'd love to go after, which is the one that actually terminates the pregnancy. You don't need the mifepristone, but you could do it with just the misoprostol.
Dude, it's just so fucked up. I mean, this is the weirdest war on drugs ever. Nah, this is not about that. This is about hating women. These people hate women and subjugation of women and blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourselves. You fucking idiots.
And again, if it was about women's safety, they would look at the numbers.
Right.
You're safer getting that medical abortion than you are having that baby.
It literally isn't worth arguing with these people. And I discovered that when I was talking to these forced birth fucks down at Pensacon. They had their little abortion pictures up and shit. And you try to talk to them just a little bit. You know, like, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck these people. Let's just fuck with them. I mean, these people aren't worth... They're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Flat earth motherfuckers. They're on that level. No pun intended.
Drudge Report.
Yay.
It's about the banks. Credit Suisse pressure, it says.
Ooh-wee-wee.
Credit Suisse shares tank after Saudi backer rules out further assistance.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Shares of Credit Suisse on Wednesday plunged to a fresh all-time low for the second consecutive day after a top investor in the embattled Swiss bank said it would not be able to provide any more cash due to regulatory restrictions.
I listened to Rachel Maddow's interview with Elizabeth Warren, so I understand all of this right now.
Okay.
The regulators fucked up. The banks fucked up. The politicians fucked up.
Shocker.
Right? The regulators, the government regulators.
And who's going to get fucked?
Well, not the people, because we're getting our money back from the FDIC.
Right, so far.
Yes, but the stupid... Well, actually, who gets fucked? The economy. Because the economy's in this fucking fuckstorm, right? Because these banks... Well, here's what I don't understand. She was like, if we need to reinstate Dodd-Frank so we stop this now. Why does the act of one bank collapsing make other banks collapse?
Well, it's just the tip of the iceberg deal. It's just one of many. If that bank is involved in shenaniganry...
Well, the banks were involved in high-risk investments with other people, with their money, with people's money, right?
Yeah, they were. I think they were playing with how much cash they had on hand, and they sunk a lot of money into treasury bills, but they bet whoever made that decision to sink all that money that they had sitting around they were making the bet that interest rates wouldn't go down.
That's right.
Or wouldn't go up, I mean.
Well, is
and
so they all had similar...
So they chose really poorly and suddenly found themselves with these... They weren't making any money on these assets.
So what happens? All these banks invest in similar risky investments, and then the investments all tank, right? And then all the banks explode or implode or whatever the fuck?
Well, yeah, and then word of mouth. They were saying social media played a big part in the Silicon Valley Bank going moves up. Because
why would they... Why?
Because Peter fucking Thiel went, I'm taking my money, my billions of dollars out of SVB because I'm not sure they can cover there. And then some other billion...
Are they poker players, though?
I saw Chris Hayes tweeted something like, wow, people like Peter Thiel and billionaires start a run on their own bank and then scream about the federal government not bailing them out right away.
Yeah, it makes... I just don't get it. Well, the thing about it is, this is what stuck with me, what she said. Warren said, if banking should be boring.
Yeah.
If you want to gamble like this, do something else. You shouldn't be in fucking banking. Well, I mean, and the only the thing I don't get is, if you put your money in a bank, and then the bank does all this high-risk investment, I guess all that money trickles down, and it's just not gobbled up by the shareholders and shit. Do I get some of that money?
We all get checks.
Oh, good. That's nice.
There you go. He's talking about some European banks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Perfect. But not everybody wants to reinstate Dodd-Frank.
Right. Well, none of the bankers, none of the rich people, none of the Republicans. Because Dodd-Frank means regulation. And that means money that has to sit around. And that's what drives them crazy.
Well, why? Because it's not doing anything?
Yes.
It is doing something.
They can't handle it.
No, it's there for the future when someone needs it.
Why do you think they gutted pensions? Find a job anywhere now where you get a pension from a company, which means they keep paying you till you die.
The post office.
Maybe. But they're probably 401ks. It's all this 401ks. When, what does that mean? You're gambling. 401ks are based on the markets.
I am technically gambling.
Yeah,
again,
you put
right?
your money in, you put your, we'll match your contribution, Jesus. They say now.
We'll
contribute or we'll match your contribution up to this amount in your 401k. Before, they used to send you a big fat check every month till you drop dead because of your decades of service to their slave pits.
Right. Slave pits.
And now the pension is basically a thing of the past. Now it's all 401ks, retirement accounts.
God, it's like...
So that they can... Because it drove them crazy that there was wads of money that these companies would have pension funds to... They would stuff money in there and let it sit so they had it to pay these people off, the pensioners.
Right. Not so they could invest.
So, of course, they want to get rid of it. Yeah.
Because they're like...
So, they're like, look at all this money we could make money on and gamble.
Well, the problem is that that increases their pay, right? Because increased profitability from the bank would raise their pay and help the shareholders.
And executive bonuses all around.
How many banks are there?
don't know. Probably too many.
I mean, God, but banks that size, like,
well, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, there's not that many.
I don't know. Point me big anything that doesn't suck.
I'm just saying. Why doesn't the state Biden say, listen, these banks, these people are fucking up. I'm sending all my emissaries to each bank.
We've done that a few times in our history.
Fucking idiot. When you go to Washington Mutual.
And they always come slithering back and take over again.
Excuse me. I just showed my age. Washington Mutual, which is now Wells Fargo. I mean, go in there and see what they're up to. Jesus Christ. Nobody's
all shenanigans.
But that's the story. The regulators. The head of the Fed or... what's his name? Jerome Powell. That guy was they capped all these how much money these banks could put in risky investments. Yeah, yeah. But they did as much as possible.
You know, this buyback, you know what I mean? You know, the stock buyback thing used to be illegal.
Why is it legal?
And they got rid of that like during the 80s, during Reagan's, I think. That's when it went bye-bye.
That's if a company's like, I have this extra money, so...
so we're going to buy our own stock so that, and then give the money back to us.
But doesn't that show as a loss to your company and hurt your profitability?
Well, and it,
so you just say, is the stock more valuable than my raise that I'm going
to
get?
And it also dilutes the power of the people and the government to and the free market to kind of keep your fucking company in check.
Yeah. These people, I don't give a shit what you think. We're talking about these nasty-ass bank motherfuckers, these CEO fucks. You don't think they need rules? Holy fucking shit.
Just the opposite.
They're criminals. Yeah. Everybody thinks about crime as somebody walking around with a knife robbing people. That is a joke compared to this shit.
Now this one...
these people. God damn.
This may be...
can't the cops visit these fucks?
This one's worth a big laugh.
Yeah.
Listen to the two people involved in this. Ron DeSantis campaign. Okay. Or not campaign, because he's not campaigning yet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the problem.
Right.
The Trump's super PAC, the number one Trumpy super PAC.
Yes. Not Nazi.
Make
Nazi.
America Great Again, Inc.
Oh.
filed a 15-page complaint with the Florida Commission on Ethics.
Nine!
Jeez. And they're mad.
Who do we root for?
They're filing an ethics complaint.
Wait!
Against Ron DeSantis.
Oh, God, Trump, you're filing an ethics complaint. What the fuck went on?
I know.
Were people raped and stabbed and burned?
I know.
Ethics? What would you know? How would you even know?
So they're saying that he's violating state ethics and election laws with a shadow presidential campaign. That he's out there campaigning, but he's not liable for any of these, you know, fundraising or any of these ethics or any of these rules that one then is subject to when one officially announces.
If you're a Republican, does it fucking bother you that, okay, in Normalville, USA, the main conflicts are man versus man versus nature, man versus himself, whatever. With the Republicans, why is it always man versus ethics? It's like always man versus ethics.
Right.
It's always that. It's never anything different.
They ask permission, the commission to probe.
They didn't ask permission.
Whether pro-DeSantis super PACs, his, quote, personally lucrative book tour... quote, and a continued wave of state-level campaign contributions, among other things, are unlawful because they serve his personal political objectives.
Holy shit, man. I can't take... this is...
they're going after DeSantis for Trump's entire reason for being. raising money for himself off of the idiots.
Yeah, he's a gangster. They don't see it like that. They're like, I'm taking this block. Get off my fucking block. Oh, you need that? Yeah, get off my block. That's what they're saying. We want that money. Fuck you.
Oh, that's so funny.
We're the gangster. That's what we do. You're doing our thing.
They're in furtherance of his personal financial gain at the expense of Florida taxpayers and are intended to influence his official decision to resign from office.
How much farther do we have to go in Florida to make this place like more like Afghanistan? I mean, it's like you have this one ruling party who's got a little compound down in Mar-a-Lago. Then you got DeSantis. This is a bunch of fucking lunatics. God, we're the looniest fucking state. He's getting Trump is suing someone for an ethics deal.
DeSantis's communications director.
He has that.
Taryn Fenske.
Nine.
Said, add this to the list of frivolous and politically motivated attacks. It's inappropriate to use state ethics for partisan purposes.
Jesus Christ. Well, I'm surprised you have time to respond. Aren't you out hunting drag queens, you sick fuck?
Listen to that. DeSantis just said it's inappropriate to use state ethics for partisan purposes. Did he not send the goons to kick in Rebecca Johnson?
Jones. State ethics for what purposes?
For partisan purposes.
Well, wait. If you're trying to follow ethics and being ethical, then what you're doing...
Trump's allies face a tall order in getting the commission to investigate DeSantis, however, considering he appointed 5 of the 9 members. Welcome to your own bullshit,
yes!
Republicans.
That's
If you make sure you just put in partisan hack fucks, then you're going to get your ass bitten.
Oh, but
if you allow that to happen.
Hey, but that Trump's like, oh, you don't understand. That's not an issue. First of all, he's going to find those people. He's going to give them money. He's going to extort them. And it won't be a problem.
Who says DeSantis isn't already doing that?
That's right. That's true. Boy, what a great state. Should Mickey Mouse... Wait, should we just throw... So the war is between Trump, Disney World, and Florida. Who else is fighting? This is just a big, gigantic battle.
It's Trump versus everybody. It's Trump alone in the octagon. With all these slimy scumbags
Maybe
launching
Mickey
themselves
Mouse.
At him.
Mickey Mouse should be our governor. Maybe Mickey will save us. I don't know.
Speaking of Trump.
Yeah.
Where is that story? He's got some more stuff going on himself. Federal prosecutors.
Shut the fuck up.
No, listen to this.
We don't have any time for this.
Federal prosecutors in New York involved in the criminal investigation into his social media company.
Truth?
Last year started examining whether it violated money laundering statutes.
It did!
In connection with the acceptance of $8 million with suspected Russian ties.
But his poor lawyers are so busy.
Trump Media, which owns Trump's Truth Social platform, initially came under criminal investigation over its preparations for a potential merger with a blank check company called Digital World.
Oh,
that was also the subject of an earlier investigation by the SEC.
God, you dirty motherfuckers.
Toward the end of last year, federal prosecutors started examining 2 loans totaling $8 million wired to Trump Media through the Caribbean from 2 obscure entities that both appeared to be controlled in part by the relation of an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Hey, comrade, the gang's back together. God, wait a second. Hold on. Let me think about this for a second. Let me think.
Go ahead.
So you're telling me that whoever, this friend of Putin, is bankrolling Trump social media.
Well, some entity, some shadowy shell corporations through the Caribbean.
What happens? Does Trump go over to Moscow and he gets on his knees? Trump roll. Somebody helps Trump to his knees in his diaper, and he takes out Vlad's dick and he sucks it. Yes, Vlad, suck, how much do I have to suck for my own social media company? Is that what goes on?
Figuratively.
That's capitalism, isn't it? Congratulations, Trump. You're quite a negotiator.
The expanded nature of the criminal investigation, which has not been previously reported, threatens to delay the completion of the merger between Trump Media and this shell corp.
Does it really?
Or this blank check corp.
I would hope so.
Which would provide the company and Truth Social with up to $1.3 billion in capital in addition to a stock market listing.
God, that might affect things, really. What do the regulators even do? Just thinking about this bank thing. Do they even notice this shit? Will you guys fucking notice? all their money's from a friend of Vladimir Putin. Do you want to approve this merger or not?
Now, this sentence is kind of funny.
Okay.
Even if Trump Media and its officers face no criminal exposure for the transactions, the optics of borrowing money from potentially unsavory sources through opaque conduits could cloud Trump's image. Who the fuck wrote this? Are you insane?
Cares?
Could they cloud Trump's image?
Give a shit. You know, to think about the Mueller report for a second. How Bill Barr didn't make that matter because he made up a summary. And that was all they needed to do to make that go away.
Right.
This guy thinks some weird fucking loan that approves Truth Social is going to... This doesn't matter.
Yeah, that there's
Who
Russian
cares?
DNA all over Truth Social.
I mean, unless some prosecutor could go in there and find a way to... Like, it's illegal. When would they, though? Trump's lawyers have been complaining.
So
they don't have time.
So are the prosecutors.
Well, listen, that's different. That's two different things. These prosecutors... And I'm sorry, I don't mean to, they're probably smarter. I don't know where Trump's lawyers come from. Because there was a thing yesterday. What wasn't there a story with Tappachino or whoever the fuck his lawyers? Right after we talked about them, and a story came about out about his new lawyers. The Tapioca Brothers or whoever the fuck they are.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see that one.
I just glanced
at it. So bedazzling.
They don't have time to do all this. When are they supposed to defend him for that?
The obscure origins of the $8 million loans caused alarm at Trump Media.
Woo!
And in the spring of 2022, Trump Media's then chief financial officer, Philip Juhan,
yes,
weighed returning the money, but the money was never returned, in part because losing $8 million out of a roughly $12 million in cash that they had. Would have placed significant stress on the financial sitch.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Pat.
Prosecutors appear to have also taken a special interest in the payments because the offshore Paxum Bank, P-A-X-U-M,
yes,
has a history of providing banking services for the pornography and sex worker industries.
Wait a second.
Which makes it higher risk of engaging in money laundering and other illicit financing. So
slow the fuck down.
Shady
and
Bank.
Rewind.
Shady Bank in the Caribbean.
Is it porn bank?
That the mob sends all their titty bar money to.
Right, right, right.
And porn money.
We're going to fucking launder this fucking money through this porn bank.
Of course they did.
Oh my God, that's funny.
There appears to have been some awareness at Trump Media that the first $2 million was to come through because Trump's eldest son, Don Jr., who joined the board with Trump ally Cash fucking Patel and former Republican turned Trump Media chief Devin Nunes. Had confirmed to the company's lawyer to proceed with the transaction.
Right.
So that trio of twattage
knew where the money was coming from.
Was like, oh, we're going to approve that transaction. That $2 million we're going to get.
See, that is why, okay, this is an ethical thing, right? We're talking about ethics with this, maybe, with this money.
Sure, okay.
So $2 million. Look, we just got $2 million from one of Vladimir Putin's oligarchs. Maybe we should call the FBI and let someone know. Or we could just keep the money. But they knew it was coming. It's not like they're making it sound like the money just showed up. They're like, oh, cool. Look at this money.
Well, it's not when Don Jr. had a Russian call him and said, I've got dirt on Hillary, that he said, oh, no, yeah, I'm going to call the FBI and tell them he had the meeting with her.
Was that Don Jr.?
That's the meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That was Eric.
No, that was Don Jr.
It
was Jr.
Okay. Jeez.
So there you go. A spokesman for Don Jr. declined to comment.
That's fucking nuts.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Well, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, Eric Trump is the one that just blabbed and said, yeah, most of our banking is through Russia. Didn't he admit that, though? Eric at some point, was it Eric or
Eric
Don Jr.?
I think Eric and Jr. both at one point mentioned something about most of their financing coming out of Russia years ago.
The thing is with these scandals with Trump, it's not like it's necessarily a mystery what happened. It's just getting anyone to do anything.
It's cartoonish corruption.
There's a chance some of the money funding Truth Social is from Russia. Okay? I barely heard you. I mean, I heard you, but... And then it comes via... It's not even that. It's even... It's that's where it starts. And then the money comes through a bank in the Caribbean that usually does, like, adult films.
Sure, why not?
Russian oligarch money pouring money in the Caribbean. That's probably all above board. And then straight to MAGA.
But Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Hillary's emails.
Right. Emails. What a joke. This guy's got, he's got, listen, the people supporting Truth Social are pornographers and oligarchs from Russia. It's a good team we have. And Devin Nunes is in charge, too. That's nice. Very effective.
Here's some heavy hitters putting together a beautiful duet. As adding continued credibility.
Yes.
To the fucking Stu Peters show.
Damn!
None other than current seated congressman... Paul Gosar.
Oh, my God. Everybody, the body language expert is in the house.
Who is obviously infirm. Let's just say, let's put it out
right.
there. Any interview you see with him now or anything, he is right. he has many believe the telltale signs of Parkinson's.
Sounds like somebody else is a body language expert.
Which, you know, I wouldn't wish on anyone, but...
But...
You know, it can also affect cognitive function.
Right. And that would be, what that would make him worse because...
Don't forget, he's one of like eight kids and
right.
his seven brothers and sisters all have appeared on television and or...
They don't like
and,
him.
In commercials. They did commercials. Right. Some of his siblings did commercials.
They cut spots.
God, don't vote for our brother. He's crazy.
Do you understand if, like, if you want to cut a commercial or film something, that takes a lot of steps. That's not like... It's not like they did something out of rage. They all came together and said, well, how are we going to handle this? We need a plan. Let's shoot a commercial telling the world that he fucking sucks. Our brother. holy shit, that's crazy.
So here's a little taste of Paul Gosar.
Oh, not necessary to say it like
what do you
that.
Think, what do you think that tastes like?
We lost listeners.
And Stu Peter, the perennially enraged Stu Peter is outraged. Let me just talk to you. Mr. Gosar.
You know you're the only congressman that'll come on this show?
Oh, my God. He is geeked up already.
You know you're the only congressman that'll come on this show?
Well, I can only take care of myself. I can only do what I can do. But, Stu, I love being on here because people deserve to know.
Yeah. Many of your colleagues run from this program because they know that we're just going to ask point-blank questions. You've been really good at answering them. I mentioned that your colleagues won't come on this show because, you know, we just kind of talk here. We're not politically correct.
Mm-hmm. You're not correct. Mm-hmm. Take out political. You're right. Not correct Why about anything.
Hey, Stu, does every expression, is it all gun-related? Like, we just ask point-blank questions.
Oh, right.
God damn, dude. Just calm the fuck down, motherfucker. This is a quiet rage for Stu.
Crank out that flat earth theory. Let's discuss it. We're not politically correct. Can't prove to me that NASA's not been lying to us.
I feel like this guy right now, his fists are like, they're like he's clenched. And
oh, yeah. His nails are dug into his thigh.
Yes.
Blood running down his leg.
Answering them. I mentioned that your colleagues won't come on this show because, you know, we just kind of talk here. We're not politically correct. Mm-hmm. We hope that you will come back, though. And we appreciate you being here. I know that it feels like we're badgering you. We're just, you know, trying to do our best to be the people's bullhorn. There's not another platform out here that's focused on trying to find real remedy of this size. Just get rid of the whole damn government. Actually, start over from scratch. You and I, we'll do it. How about that? You can be the...
What's the noise going on in the background?
He's barking. No, that's what I mean. Gosar has some issues. I don't know if that's like if it's a laugh, but it sounds like it's an involuntary movement.
I mean, how could Paul? Is Paul religious?
Gosar? Yes. I mean, allegedly.
Why? Hey, Paul, why did God do this to you? This sucks. Jeez.
Oh my God, there's so many links in this Right Wing Watch story.
Yeah, it's just Stu.
It says Stu Peters, far-right broadcaster who has built a network featuring white nationalists, link. Christian nationalists, link. Has long used his nightly program, speeches, and social media accounts to spread wild conspiracy theories, link. Bigotry, link. Cause for violence, link.
You know what?
These are all links to different videos of this guy.
The Right Wing Watch, they should do like an Oscars thing at the end of the year and get all these people together and give out awards. I mean, you know, for the, I don't know what they would be. Like, for the worst Nazi ever, we're going to recognize Stu Peters for a Lifetime Achievement Award for being a cunt.
They do reference Nick Fuentes here, and he gets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He gets 5 links out for the terms racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, America-hating, Christian fascist.
Jeez.
Nick Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes is like, if we do the baseball analogy, or is it, who is Nick Fuentes? Is he like Michael Jordan? Not baseball, basketball.
Oh, God. Well,
he played both.
Of what?
Of Christian shit. He's pretty popular.
Fuentes?
He just went to... He went to Mar-a-Lago, which is their...
Well, that's only because they Bethlehem snuck... It's because Milo snuck him in with Yee.
Is Mar-a-Lago Mega Mecca?
Huh?
Is Mar-a-Lago Mega Mecca? Mega Mecca.
Well, yeah, I would think.
Nick Fuentes went to Mega Mecca to see Jesus himself, so he is the
Indy 500. Stu Peters... so there you go. Just get rid of the whole damn government.
You're so serious, Stu. Someone would play... You're a character that would be played in a serious way by, like, a... I'm trying to think who would play him, but in an American classic theater play, like...
Stu wants Gosar to be president, and he'll be vice president.
Holy shit, man. I want my cyanide. That is... What a great combo. Gosar Peters, 2024.
There was something from Nick, by the way, who, I don't know, has like something he put out. Did he tweet it maybe, or maybe on Facebook?
Yeah.
About maybe toning down on the Hitler-y stuff. Wait a second.
I gotta pull back the Nazi shit.
He's trying to distance himself from like the outright Nazis.
Yes. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. These are 5 short messages.
Yeah.
What a coincidence that after 6 years, the skinheads suddenly reappear for the first time since Charlottesville. So he's upset, that there were skinheads at like his event.
Right.
And shit.
Yes. Why? That's confusing.
He's saying that the government, it's a government plant or something.
Oh, the skinheads.
He says they're reassembling this constellation of skinhead groups, Goyim TV, Patriot Front, so-called Blood Tribe, for another wave of false flag skinhead activism. We have nothing. I have to do the voice. We have nothing to do with that freak show.
That's good. That's a good Nick Fuentes.
I'm totally against politics motivated by rage, grievance, or resentment.
Well, wait, hold on a second. Wait. That's crazy, Nick.
Our movement is motivated by righteousness and love of God.
Woo!
That whole scene is gross and low IQ and most likely inorganic.
That is disturbing. Please tell me that the MAGA movement is not inorganic.
Makes me want to tone down the Hitler thing. Makes me want to tone down the Hitler thing going forward.
Because he didn't like skinheads?
Gosh, maybe we should tone down the Hitler thing because the real Hitler-y people are starting to identify with us.
You know, Nick, I think the tough thing with that is, now, just from doing this show, it's hard for people to be casual Hitler fans. It's usually full-on Hitler fans. It's not like, oh, I like Hitler. It's like they love him.
Makes me want to tone down the Hitler thing going forward. It's funny and edgy, and there's an important point within there, but you see what kind of message attracts and the connotation. The fact, the focus should be on Jesus alone. Maybe that's conceding too much, IDK. I don't know for the Luddites out there.
I just don't want anybody to get it twisted what we're about. It's not that goofball fed garbage in Ohio.
Hold on a second. So he's saying that the right now the movement is about Jesus and Hitler, and it really should just be about Jesus.
It's edgy. The Hitler thing's just edgy.
How? That's right. It's just, it's edgy. Like what? Like skinny jeans with a wallet chain and a edgy. You edgy could be different. You don't have to be. You don't have to be Hitler to be edgy, right?
It's so ironic that people consider me like me this. Oh boy, he wrote this way. It's so ironic that people consider me this like hateful genocidal maniac. He wrote like
right.
But compare my tone to the casual cruelty and coldness in everything these Redditor, like from Reddit,
oh, yes.
types say. Everything they say is so dismissive, narcissistic, filled with profanity, mean-spirited, snarky, aloof. It's so important for the tone and spirit of our movement to be magnanimous.
He doesn't like the tone of the Nazis.
To be magnanimous. And then Right Wing Watch here says, good luck with that rebranding effort, Nick. Especially considering that we have an archive filled with videos of Nick Fuentes saying the N-word, railing against Jews, and calling for women to literally be burned alive.
Yeah.
We have got to talk about the fundamentals of our worldview and what it would look like to build a society based on our distinct worldview, which is different from the left, different from a godless, atheist, constructivist, liberal worldview. And what does that look like? Does that look like a society where you have gay marriage and birth control and contraceptives and legal, ubiquitous internet pornography and all the rest?
Ubiquitous?
And contraceptives and legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
Those are good words, man. Jeez, he's on
that's
fire
good,
today.
That's a good warm up.
Ubiquitous.
Legal, ubiquitous. What is it? Pornography? Legal, ubiquitous.
Legal, ubiquitous internet.
Internet pornography. Internet. Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography. Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
It's a good warm-up.
Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
Like partial birth abortion.
Partial birth abortion. Partial birth
pornography.
Pornography.
And all the rest. But transgender kids aren't playing in girls' water polo? No. That's not what it looks like. It looks like a society where women don't have the right to vote.
There you go. That's Nick who wants to
Nick
wants to do some rebranding.
Nick, you know what's great? It's like trans people want to be recognized as how they identify, right? It's about their identity. And you're worried about water polo. I mean, how many water polo people do we have? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's just small. It's a small, tiny group, Nick.
I have a friend who was a water polo guy in college.
Yeah, it's just our... The thing is, we live in this society where it's like, you got a dick or you got a vagina. You're a boy or a girl or whatever the fuck. Now we have to evolve. And you're worried about water polo, you dumb shit. Who gives a fuck?
Thanks for listening. Oh, just look at the time fucking flying. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right.
Despite the other fuckery, or in addition to the fuckery going on in Texas.
Yes.
With this bullshit regarding the abortion pill.
Right.
listen to this. In South Carolina, they're charging forward.
Right.
Women who get an abortion in South Carolina could face the death penalty. State House becomes law.
Listen, man, what we said earlier about fucking getting your cross at it, this is literally this. This is, there's a war on people from these Christians. It's not a war on Christianity. Christianity's at war with us. It wants to kill people. Go fuck yourself.
A bill in the South Carolina House called the South Carolina Prenatal Equal Protection Act. Would afford equal protection of the laws to all preborn children from the moment of fertilization.
Wow.
And would reclassify any act that ends a pregnancy as willful prenatal homicide.
Will.
Great band.
They love this shit. Willful prenatal homicide.
Willful prenatal homicide.
This is going to be Law and Order, the fetal unit.
Under the bill, an abortion could be punished like any murder, leading to sentences of 30 years in prison up to and including the death penalty.
What happens when you kill the fetus? Will a cop climb up in there in the womb and tape out the outline of the fetus in there? I want to take pictures. Go in there and get in that crime scene. Do some forensics.
The bill explicitly exempts from prosecution a woman who receives an abortion if, quote, she was compelled to do so by the threat of imminent death or great bodily injury. Get an abortion or I'm going to kill you. They'll let those women go.
Thank you so much for that exception, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The proposal has received wide attention at a time when the GOP-led states are debating how far to go.
Nine!
In regulating or banning abortion.
Well, how much farther could you go then? Didn't you just say they want to give the death penalty to people getting abortions? That's not. How do you go farther than that, you stupid fucksticks?
South Carolina State Representative Rob Harris from Spartanburg.
Nine!
I love that Spartan movie with all those oiled up Spartans that took on all those fucking other guys. 300 of them. Beat the shit out of hundreds of millions of thousands.
I'm a forced birth gladiator.
He sponsored the bill, said the bill stems from the legislature's need to clarify when life begins.
Fuck you, you dumb fucking dickhead.
We have a problem with abortion. We don't respect all life. So what my bill uniquely does is that it protects all life by defining life at conception.
No, dumb fuck. You have a problem with intelligence.
We have to ask ourselves as a culture whether we believe life begins at conception or not. No, we don't.
What culture?
70%+ of people believe that there should be free and legal, free access. Access to...
It's healthcare.
Abortions in some manner up to with restrictions. Everybody says there should be restrictions. Nobody says if a woman is about to give birth at 9 months that you could just, you know, take a shot
who
to the
gives a fuck though. It's restrictions. It's a medical decision. Right. That's like saying you're gonna have restrictions on getting your fucking tonsils out. It's a medical decision. We are in fucked up Christianville.
And nobody
get your fucking shit out of our medical
Nobody in the third trimester just decides suddenly they don't want it anymore.
I don't give a shit. Right.
That doesn't happen.
Why is this hard to understand? Our society shouldn't give a fuck about what some white fucking guy, some old white decrepit fucking Republican thinks about vaginas. Go fuck yourself. Go jump off the flat earth. You're an idiot.
The ramifications are the same for anybody else who would take another life. So he's standing proud.
Fuck you, you dumb fucking
simpleton. He's standing
proud.
You're a murderer.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot. Jeez.
He says he's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. added that the bill's intent was not to subject a mother who undergoes an abortion to the death penalty. It's to save babies.
Oh, yes, you Nazi cunt. We understand. We understand. The death penalty for people getting abortion isn't about fucking with people's rights. Fuck you.
When asked about the media's focus on aborting mothers potentially receiving the death penalty and whether it weakens his bill or the chance of it passing, he said, the laws are already on the books about murder and all that stuff. I'm not arguing to change any of those laws.
And all that stuff.
The bill is forcing our culture to decide, is this really life inside?
Our culture. Our culture, Oakley sunglasses stuck on the back of your fat fucking neck and Toby Keith music. Shove it up your ass. Fuck you.
But you're not forcing the culture to decide. You're forcing the culture to pick your side.
Yes. Yes.
Because we've decided.
This is totalitarianism. 70%
of us say women should have access to abortions. That's it.
This is about the subjugation of women, so and they like it.
This has nothing to do with forcing the culture to decide. I believe that decision's been made. You're the cunts who are trying to force your decision and your views on everybody else from the minority.
They're dumb fucking theocrats. They're dumb fucking theocrats that have an odd fascination with the shit in the Bible. To the point that that's the only way they can ejaculate. Gross. We should take their Viagra.
Well, that and trussed up like a gimp.
God, I mean, it's like, what the fuck? What are these? Jeez.
So there you go.
Stupid fucks.
The
simpletons. It's sad how dumb you are. How dumb are these people? That guy that sponsored the bill, he actually said and other stuff in that thing. And, you know,
other stuff. Yeah.
And other stuff. Holy shit. What reading and writing level do you operate at? Are you like a third grade reading level?
So his bill comes.
His bill.
State lawmakers consider how to respond to two landmark court rulings in the past year. Of course, SCOTUS overturning Roe v. Wade and a South Carolina Supreme Court decision in January that ruled the state constitution's right to privacy protects that same right for women. So the state Supreme Court in South Carolina even said that their constitution, which has a right to privacy clause in it,
yes,
grants that, means that abortions should be legal. So these Republicans are twisting themselves.
They want to figure it out.
And don't forget, what was it, Kansas? And one other state. I remember Kansas specifically, where they put it to a referendum. Ooh. And it got pummeled. Like two-thirds of the people were like, no, we're not outlawing abortion.
Well, because people don't do what the people want. People right. want abortion. People want fucking universal health care. People want gun exactly. control. People want a bunch of shit that we don't get because these dumb fucking Republicans, I don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. They're all sucking Matt Gaetz's dick. Who knows?
Yeah, somebody points out, do you think these Republican men will be advocating for child support to begin at the moment of conception then?
Fuck no!
Hmm?
They don't care about these kids. For all they care, they'll use them as speed bumps. They care about the fetuses.
Which they don't.
They care about the power.
Yes.
God, fuck your religion. Honestly, God, it's gross. It's all gross. It's so stupid. Our culture. So
this is interesting. The second highest ranking Senate Republican was a registered lobbyist for the railroad industry. He's trying to prevent Congress from quickly passing rail safety legislation. He is also the Senate's third biggest recipient of rail industry cash.
Oh, weird.
Gosh, shit, how does man. That work?
I want to, I see.
See, that's how it works.
Wouldn't that bother you? You just took, I took money from the rail industry in exchange for relaxing some train safety regulations. And then I would think, I took all this money.
Yeah.
What if something happens because of that? I mean, shouldn't you care about that? That's like, that seemed, I mean, that's.
I said Republican.
God, I mean.
Did you notice that?
This is basic shit. You don't, if they don't care about putting brakes on trains, then they don't give a shit about anything. They don't care.
Well, that's long established, I think. Yeah. We have piles of dead kids in school shootings. Yeah, I mean, they don't give a
in
fuck.
In America, to have your trains regulated where there's laws about trains not exploding and being able to stop, it literally has to be one party doing it. The Democrats have to do that because the Republicans would never do that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
That train safety is actually partisan.
Charlie Kirk is climbing up on the cross because there were some Antifa protesters Dude. At an event he had.
Oh, yes.
That caused some violence, broke some windows and shit.
Get up there on that cross, Charlie. Crawl up there. Get your dumb fat GOP ass up there and crucify yourself, you dumb
But
fuck.
I'm sure Charlie would be right outside with the Proud Boys trying to shut down Drag Queen Story.
Oh, hell yes.
But other people, I don't think violence, I don't think, I don't know.
What's happening Antifa. To Charlie Kirk? Antifa went after him or something?
Antifa, TPUSA, a turning point event.
Did they touch him?
No.
Fucking big deal. Who cares, Charlie? They didn't touch you or anything. Fuck off.
I don't know if you saw, but they broke some windows. The terrorists did outside to try to come in. People had things thrown at them. Well, the whole place was spray painted, not just.
So the guys tourists. Who broke into January 6th on January 6th who broke windows and threw things and then hit people with fire extinguishers and flags.
Yeah.
That wasn't terrorism. But these guys breaking windows that wanted to get to him are terrorists.
Right. This is terrorism.
Yeah, yeah.
People had things thrown at them. Oh. The whole place was spray painted, not just throughout the week, but also tonight.
Fuck
and
yeah.
The fact that this event is allowed to go on is a testament to the terrorists that we are not going to put up with force of trying to shut down people you don't like. And instead, we are going to have a free society.
What are the Proud Boys again showing up outside of the fucking drag queen story hour? How is that not violence or the threat of violence to try to shut down people? I don't approve of either. I don't approve of Antifa breaking windows and throwing shit. I don't. I'm nonviolent. Spray painting I might be okay with in most circumstances.
Who cares? Listen, man, this fucking Charlie Kirk is a load.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time feeling sorry for Charlie Kirk, but, you know, it's exactly what he wants.
Good luck out there.
He gets to leap up on the cross and we'll say, leap. Look what they're doing to us. Look at the terrorists trying to shut us down.
Yes. Sorry, Charlie. Nobody can shut you down, Charlie. You got it.
It was at UC Davis.
In California.
And by the way, a bunch of people were arrested, Antifa. Yeah. So that were
again, I don't
causing
know.
The violence, did and we, that I did approve.
We, did we though?
What do you mean?
Are we sure? They always lie about that shit. They always. That's what happened during some of the George Floyd protests down in Minneapolis. There was violence, and it turned out it was cops. It was not Antifa. It was people dressed as Antifa.
Oh, it was the right wingers. It was the it was the Nazis, the literal Nazis, some of them that were dressed as
right.
But these were these guys have been arrested.
Yeah.
But there's no group, by the way. There's no
group.
You know, it's people that wear black.
Where's the evidence that they're all in Antifa? Right. There is no Antifa. They aren't all in Antifa.
It's people that don't like fascists.
Yeah. Charlie Kirk is being misleading here. He's saying they're Antifa as if they're from Antifa. That is not true. Where's Antifa? Where is the address?
They are Antifa. We should all be Antifa.
Right, right.
We're all anti-fascist. Well, not all of us. What did Dolly Parton say? I dress more provocatively and risque than any drag queen in Tennessee. Lord, I hope they don't outlaw me.
Well, don't come for Dolly. See what happened to Dabney Coleman.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
I've got a ton of stories. I'm just trying to pick which one comes next. Here's a quick one. You'll be happy to know.
Yes.
That our beloved Senator Marco Rubio here in Florida.
Right.
Disagrees with Ron DeSantis over Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Did you see what DeSantis came out with? DeSantis is going full MAGA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's trying to woo the crazies.
Right.
By saying, well, we shouldn't be involved.
Oh, my God. He called it a land dispute.
It's a, yeah, it's a local dispute.
Have you seen, what were the, what's the
territorial.
I mean, some of the pictures are, dude, you're crazy. What a dumb shit.
So Marco said he disagrees. I think we do have an interest.
Thank you. Boy, these Florida politicians know how to keep each other intact. Right. I think he's wrong, maybe. I don't know. Marco Rubio coming to the rescue.
But yeah, that's interesting that DeSantis is jumping on that train.
Well, their whole thing is like, how can we help Ukraine? We're going to end up causing World War III. That's why. And they can.
So the answer is just give me Ukraine. So then what happens when he says, wow, Poland looks really nice.
Well,
we don't want to cause World War III. Let's just give it to him.
You know why they like that idea? I know why.
Because they're fascist fuckheads.
Oh, I was going to say they're little bitches. They're little totalitarian bitches. Yeah. And they want Putin's Russia dick in their mouth or something. Something like that. They love it. They love Putin.
Listen to these MAGA.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to these MAGA dumb folks.
Yeah.
USA! USA!
Really loud. I apologize.
Jeez. What country are they from?
My ears here.
USA! 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 USA!
This is in front of Trump Tower, all regaliaed up in their Trump bullshittery.
Woo!
The next scene is them with a DeSantis 2024 flag, and they're stomping on it on the ground.
See, here we go. See, DeSantis.
This is very disrespectful in the Arab states.
Ron has got two big for his britches.
So these two white assholes are stomping on it, and they're like, oh, this is very disrespectful in the Arab states, stomping on a flag with somebody's face on it.
That guy's making a great point. And also somebody else brought something up. Is it true that DeSantis can no longer get in his britches?
That's why.
He's too big.
There's two of these guys. They're prancing like river dance on on the face of Ron DeSantis.
He has plenty of time to gain wisdom.
Trump or death?
Trump or death?
Well, yeah. We got that point back at January 6th, right? That was the whole vibe.
Death.
Let him stay in Florida for a while.
Remember when they did the Saddam Hussein
statue
came down?
That's right.
Remember when the Saddam statue came down?
Hey.
He's like, my father used to say to me, he used to say, son, I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Everything.
Boom!
Everything.
Wow. So shocking that you grew up to be someone stomping on a Ron DeSantis flag in front of Trump Tower.
That doesn't make any sense. Are you Ron DeSantis' father?
Good job, Dad.
But that example isn't applicable to what you're talking about.
Son, I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Everything.
Boom!
Everything DeSantis
You're taking
has,
him out.
Everything he's got to give is to Trump.
It's Trump or death.
But I want to give a message. I want to send a message. You think Nancy Pelosi might watch this? Well, Nancy, your reign of terror is almost over, and I hope you realize there's no ice cream in hell. And you.
Wait, where did we find these people? What, they're walking around New York.
And I hope you realize there's no ice cream in hell. And your husband's a cruiser. He cruises for rough trade on Castro
Street. This is Ed, the Santa Claus.
Put him on a short leash.
Your son is cruising for rough trade on Castro Street.
You know, man, it's like,
oh,
there's
God.
All kinds of people out there. When you meet somebody for the first time, it could you never know what they're going to be like.
Man, you should see this crew, too. I mean, it's just a bevy of moronic white people. It's exactly what you would think. Red, white, and blue, make America great again, flags.
They're visiting New York?
Trump 24 or before. That's a funny sign.
I hate that. I would love to go visit New York. You know what I would do? Go see a play. Go see some cool music. Go see, I don't know, a museum.
Maybe this is a play. Maybe this is performance art.
Oh, is it? Maggotry, the musical.
God.
It's Maggotry. Human Centipede, the musical. That's better for them.
Also in the news, thanks,
Nine!
For, thanks for listening, you know.
Yay.
We did Trump Media.
Yes.
The Donald Trump.
Right.
Has claimed all the celebrities, world leaders, politicians, and royals who provide letters to him, private letters, will be reprinted as new in his that will be reprinted in his new book.
Yes,
had at one point quote kissed my ass. he did a interview for Breitbart.
Yes.
Article. I knew them all, and every one of them kissed my ass. Now I have half of them kissing my ass.
Okay. Thank you, Trump.
Correspondence from Trump from the late Queen Elizabeth,
Boo!
The late Princess Diana, Russian President Putin, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Multiple former U.S. presidents, 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
And others will feature in letters to Trump.
What a lazy listen, Trump, you're running for president. I mean, I think this is when you may typically, if you're running for president, you're going to write a book. The book is how I'm going to be president. This is why you should vote for me, right? Kind of. I don't know that that does this. Shouldn't he write something totally new?
Well, he's not doing anything. He's not writing anything.
It's not his
he's
book,
never
dude.
Written anything.
This motherfucker wants money for someone using his audio clips in some sort of book or whatever. But he, you know what I mean? He wants to get paid for that.
Following Trump's visit as president to the UK in 2019, he claimed to have had, quote, automatic chemistry with the Queen, saying, quote, there are those who say they've never seen the Queen have a better time, a more animated time.
She wanted to get the fuck out of there.
She's trying to run
she's
away from you.
Struggling to get away from you. Don't touch her.
I thought the story was that she really hated him.
I can't imagine. Did you? I think that's the story, too. I'm just guessing that that's the fucking story.
Months after Princess Diana's death in 1997, Trump insisted he could have had sex with her.
Oh, yes.
But only if she had taken an HIV test first.
You're worried about her?
Oh, my God.
Wait. I want to understand what you're saying. Trump is worried that who is he going to have sex with?
Princess Diana.
Princess Diana would give.
I could have sex with you.
But he's worried about getting AIDS from her.
Yeah.
He's worried about getting something from her. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
In the same Breitbart story, Trump's eldest son, Junior, suggested it was, quote, amazing how quickly in the high-profile figure's adoration of his father changed when he ran for office as a Republican.
Somebody mace that fucker.
Guys.
Guys.
Letters to Trump shows you exactly how they felt about him, how phony their newfound disdain truly is. No, man, why do you think it's not phony before?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretending to be nice and like him. Because
right.
Why not?
Right.
Because that's what people, decent human beings do.
There's your problem. See, there's your problem. That's where you lost. And you're like, what do you mean by these?
Right. We pretend to like each other. It's what we do.
This guy cheats at golf. He owns, this is amazing. This guy's been president, owns a golf course, owns casinos, owns all this shit. But if he didn't get the shot he wants, he cheats like Ted Knight and Caddyshack. I mean, it's fucking crazy. This guy is on another level.
That's our former prez.
He's writing a book where he's just putting letters that people sent me. I'm charging you for that. Why don't I put a book out there? Emails I've gotten from people I know and don't know. Just print them out. Can I sell that?
This is... I think we talked about this a little bit on the show or
yes.
Maybe offline. I'm not sure.
Crab diving offline.
But there's been a controversy unfolding.
Ooh, wee.
In West Virginia.
Nine!
The state police at the highest levels. I think we did the story that the governor
had
ordered the FBI to seize correspondence.
Jesus.
At the highest levels of the state police.
Damn.
And there was like a whistleblower on the police who said there's all this corruption and they're faking overtime and
yes.
Just a litany of abuses.
A litany.
And then allegedly wasn't the whistleblower arrested for something?
Right.
That there was like two domestics
yeah.
That were reported, but whenever nothing was done for months.
Yes.
Except remarkably, the day before, the whistleblower was supposed to testify.
Yes.
Against the state police. For some reason, those two warrants came out against him.
Damn!
And he went to jail and couldn't go testify.
Well, that seems, wow, boy.
Just coincidence, it was the day before.
Wow, that's weird, right?
God.
That's witness tampering or something?
So there's just all kinds of fuckery going on. No shock. But
in West Virginia.
That's being, exposed in West Virginia in the state police. It's being run like some pirate organization.
God,
shocker.
Listen, you live in West Virginia already. It's already weird. Now you're making the police weird.
So here is the head of the West Virginia State Police. He's a colonel.
Nine.
They call him Colonel.
Commandant! Nine!
All this military cosplay,
they love
too.
It.
That they're,
they love it.
I like some of these auditors where they call cops Mr.
Instead of officer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, they like that.
Or sergeant. Like sometimes the sergeant will show up and it'll be like, well, Mr. Jones. And they'll go, Sergeant Jones, and be like, you ain't my sergeant. I ain't in the army. I don't work for you.
Right. I don't have to.
You're not my sergeant. I don't have to recognize. I see a McDonald's manager walking down the street. I don't go, hello, Mr. Manager.
Yeah.
Sir.
Right.
I don't address people by their stupid title.
But if you did, the manager wouldn't say that's right. But you better address a cop by their right title.
Sergeant.
God, they're roided up.
You ain't my sergeant.
Off. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Dom.
I'm not in your little cosplay club.
Right, right. Get the gimp suit out.
What story was I just talking about?
Oh, shit.
I was just...
Oh, West Virginia police West Virginia, corruption.
West Virginia. Here is the head...
We begin with
okay, this is the story from the but listen to this guy. We'll describe him as older middle-aged white guy.
Right.
Ghost accounts for purchases, falsified overtime. There was allegedly a hidden camera system in the locker room of the women's locker room at the training facility.
It's like these guys were doing lots of wrong things. In the locker room? Oh, God, man.
The State Police Training Academy. Friday, I sat down with Colonel Jan Cahill, head of the West Virginia State Police.
Absolutely. What's your overall response to the allegations?
When I saw the letter, I was actually underwhelmed.
When I saw the letter, I was actually underwhelmed.
At what?
Colonel Cahill stating he didn't lay eyes on the letter until mid-February. I wanted to ask about the allegations, specifically the hidden camera system.
Was there a hidden camera in that locker room?
I would say...
you don't start off with that.
I would say...
Was there a camera in the locker room? Well, I would say...
Yes or no.
Right.
Is someone filming people? God damn you, motherfucker.
The hidden camera system.
Was there a hidden camera in that locker room?
I would say, I can't say for sure, but I mean, the appearance, I never did see.
I never did, you know, the appearance, I never did, I can't say.
Dude.
I'm not, you know, I can't really.
What the fuck is this guy? Howard, listen, man. Somebody said there might be a hidden camera in this locker room. Well, you better go. That would be like.
Well, you know.
You gotta figure that out.
The appearance, I never did see any film, any footage. I'm told about this probably 5 years after it occurred. And again, and it's confusing to try to convey to somebody, you're told about a conversation that four people had about a thumb drive that was destroyed during this conversation. It's brought to my attention years later, again, a previous administration, whether that's got anything to do with it or not. And but
listen to this fucking slime fuck? Bomb.
What I'm being told, if I believe the people that said they saw this, I mean, yes, it would appear that there was some.
Well, what I'm told, if I believe the people that said they saw this,
wait,
I believe maybe there was some kind of.
There's this thing he's talking about. People have corroborated it, right?
Yes, and maybe it happened a few years ago, and they allegedly destroyed whatever footage they had.
But he's suggesting that there's a slight chance that. These people that spoke about it,
if you believe
could
them.
Be making it up.
If you believe them, they are police staff, so course
that's true, man.
There's a pretty good chance they're lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Something
yeah.
going on in the female locker room.
When were you made aware of it?
Late 2020.
Was everybody that was in those videos notified?
There's only one person. That letter that you're holding, I think, said there was tens of hours of footage and 10 people. We were never told, but just one person.
As for the ghost account.
What is the ghost account?
It's a card that's associated with travel. If we found out that someone was buying a hot tub on their purchasing card or went to Disney.
Meanwhile, so this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then took this reporter.
Yes.
To the dorms to show where the leadership lives also.
Okay.
And they're claiming, the claim was this ghost account was used to buy giant screen TVs and all this fancy shit for them to live. took him to his personal quarters.
Yes.
And it looks like a monk lives there. Like a black and white TV almost, on a card table, you know. You so obviously we ain't living high off the hog. Here's my personal quarters, where I never spend a fucking minute. You know he never stays on the quarters.
Let me ask you something. Is there a hidden camera in our bathroom?
This is so... Why?
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. That's the answer.
Right.
That's the answer. That's always the answer.
I hope not.
I mean, God, I'm just saying. That guy is like, I don't know. There might be. You should figure that out right now.
Or something like that. We're going to be all over that. Well, I mean, it's a non-issue. So, and we haven't, to this date, we haven't discovered anything.
He also says they haven't found any instances of falsified overtime. About a week after the letter came to light, West Virginia State Police Corporal Joseph Comer was charged with felony strangulation and misdemeanor domestic battery. Comer's attorney says he believes the agency thinks Comer is the author of the anonymous letter.
So that's the guy we're talking about.
Comer is the author of the anonymous letter. Shit, man. What a crazy fucking story. The guy doesn't know if there's a fucking camera in the locker room.
This motherfucker says something later on that just floors me. Let me see if I can get to this. Well, how about that voice?
No, I know. That guy.
Well, it ain't bad. Don't worry. We're just screwing y'all motherfuckers left and right. But right. I'm going to smile like a good old boy and pat you on the back while I do it.
I mean, this guy, he doesn't give a shit. What's going on in West Virginia?
Why did it take until February 23rd, more than 2 months later, to file charges?
I really can't speak to that again. I'm not a case agent on that.
When something hits the fan, when it's something this big, the principal gets involved and the principal knows what happened. Are you telling me you don't know when she reported the violence?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Absolutely.
We also brought Colonel Cahill a concern from the trooper who was assigned to serve a DVP to Comer, but claims he wasn't given new information about a threat, putting him...
So this is the guy, Comer's the whistleblower.
Yes.
Who I guess got a little choky with his girlfriend or wife or partner or whatever.
And then he gets
two incidents in last year, middle of last year in like November or October or something.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Right.
Police reports, no charges filed, nothing happened.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, like I said, the day before,
right,
this Comer guy is supposed to testify about like the misuse of overtime and shit like that. That's all of a sudden when they decide they got to arrest him.
Listen, that's a coincidence. I'm not sure about the camera in the locker room.
Well, couldn't this have been handled the next day? I think that's what this has said, what was brought to my attention.
We have a letter here that we received regarding an incident at a casino.
In late February, WSAZ received a separate anonymous letter claiming a high-ranking member of the agency stole cash from a man at the casino in Cross Lanes. The letter goes on to state the case was never presented to the prosecutor. No criminal charges were filed and no internal investigation. It also states the agency allowed the person to retire.
Just
so it was admitted that this cop
guy did it,
stole money, and literally nothing happened to him, and he was allowed to retire.
He stole money and then got to stop working and keep his retirement money. And then what happened to the money he stole?
Oh, they probably made him give it back, but
did they?
I'm clear.
Sure.
You were made aware of those allegations, and then this person was allowed to retire. That's the question.
The day I was made aware of that, I think he turned in and became a retired member the following day.
Was his retirement, was his separation from the department in any way connected to what you learned?
I'd probably rather not talk about that because...
Damn, dude.
Was his remark? I learned, you know, when I learned about that, that means when he found out about the guy stealing the money.
Yes.
When I found out about that, the next day, yes, he did retire. Listen, this is what we're dealing
Shameless.
With.
Shameless. This guy has no shame, right?
Right. I mean, these motherfuckers, these high ranking cops everywhere just think they are royalty. Because they are.
I was about to say.
Get away with
it.
Everything.
It looks like it.
Like it West goes Virginia. Back again to a protected statement.
Colonel Cahill also had strong words about the investigation into the allegations.
And this is nothing against the governor, but the Homeland Security investigation, I have a zero vote of confidence in that.
Of course you do. Right. Of course you have no confidence in being investigated by Homeland Security.
How Trumpian.
Because they're going to find everything out about you.
Absolutely.
That's the... Can you... Believe, you know, nothing against the governor, but I have no faith in this Homeland Security investigation.
It's Trumpian, right?
Because they're going to, you know, find out all the shit we did. I don't have any faith in that.
I mean, it's obvious this guy did some bullshit. It's right there on the surface. So what does he do? He goes after the people investigating.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it's Homeland Security. It's Biden's Homeland Security.
Well, ultimately, dude, they're cops. It's another cop coming after you. Isn't that weird?
But it's Biden's cops.
To the allegations.
And this is nothing against the governor, but the Homeland Security investigation, I have a zero vote of confidence in that investigation or Secretary Sandy, for that matter. I think there's just an agenda that's been going on against the state police.
Oh, they hate the state police.
Let me get up on my cross. Oh.
Everyone, we got to storm the Capitol, everyone. Cops are going to join y'all.
Didn't a cop, you said a cop went to a casino and stole somebody's money? I mean, listen, hey, you sound like a fuckhead. Someone might have an agenda. They might say, we got to fix these cops. That's my agenda. I mean, somebody might have that agenda, you dumb fuck. You're doing some bad shit, man.
Yeah, that's been going on, and it's just getting crazier.
That guy is saying, like, I'm doing all this crime and people are against me.
So, the governor ordered or asked Homeland Security to step in.
That's normal. That happens all the time.
And they seized, I think this asshole, this Cahill, and a bunch of other high-ranking officials. They're like, we want all your texts, all your emails.
Yeah.
Everything.
We're going to look at all this
everything.
Shit. I bet you find some other crazy shit.
Well, I don't have any faith in them at all.
What else are they hiding? You can't tell me that this is it. You can't tell me that this is it.
Oh, no.
There's other shit.
That's why he has no faith, because they're just it's going to be dude, like an onion. Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy.
Again, cartoonish corruption.
Shameless. He didn't give a fuck.
Well,
that voice means you're guilty.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Sound like you're on a cartoon.
This is... Let me see.
He sounds like Methy Foghorn Leghorn.
We have, thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, everybody.
Yay.
GrabDiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
This is a former, presidential candidate.
God.
Former, I think it was senator.
Okay.
Or was it governor? It was senator.
Okay.
I think they talked about him running for governor. Also was a former mayor.
Oh, okay.
And also...
Is this Cory Booker?
Trump's lawyer.
Never mind. Damn. Oh, it's Rudy Giuliani.
It's Rudy Giuliani. Damn. Of course.
Okay.
This is Rudy trying to be funny on his podcast.
Shit, man. Get out the diapers.
This is so stupid.
Wait, because somebody asked me about something called... Oscar? Oscar?
Oh, the Oscars.
Oh, it's it's a family. What are Oscars? Some big thing happened last night that I am called Oscar.
It's called the Oscars. It's an award show. It's a big to-do in Hollywood.
Last night, I watched Chosen.
Listen to him trying to be funny. What?
I'm going to make a point here. They should hire you because you made that funny. You made that funny just now. It was not funny before. They're doing whatever they're doing in your podcast, and you just did this one little thing, and you made it good.
So he's trying to pretend his whole thing is Oscar? What is this Oscar thing you speak of?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
No, it's the Oscars. Oh, Oscars? Is it a family?
God, you're so stupid.
I am called Oscar.
It's called the Oscars. It's an award show. It's a big to-do in Hollywood.
Last night, I watched Chosen, which I recommend to everyone to watch before Easter. It's about the life of Jesus Christ. It is People who are very orthodox, either Catholic or Protestant, might be somewhat offended by it's not being biblically 100% accurate, but it is not in any way offensive. It's not like, you know, the Last Temptation of Christ or anything like that.
It's not,
and its fictionalism is, from my point.
Okay, we got to comment on this. I got to stop crying.
You made this so good. See, it's this podcast. Rudy, your podcast fucking sucks. You should hire At Vial Experience to produce it. He just made this listenable.
So listen to his fucking point is that he watched some Jesus movie.
Yeah, The Chosen.
The Chosen, about the life of Jesus. Not like that nasty Last Temptation of Christ like that.
God damn.
But while everybody else, or while all the evil people were watching the Hollywood elite,
yes,
all the devils and the homosexuals and the fornicators, groomers,
the groomers
that are at the Oscars. He's the mayor, America's mayor, is watching The Chosen about the life of Jesus.
Yeah, and how fucked up were you? How drunk were you?
Docs, either Catholic or Protestant, might be somewhat offended by it's not being biblically 100% accurate, but it is not in any way offensive. It's not like, you know, the Last Temptation of Christ or anything like that. And its fictionalism is, from my point of view, as a moderate biblical scholar.
A biblical scholar. Rudy is a biblical scholar.
Listen, what's going on with Rudy?
I can't play farts every word that he says.
God.
It's not being biblically 100% accurate, but it is not in any way offensive. It's not like, you know, the Last Temptation of Christ or anything like that. And its fictionalism is, from my point of view, as a moderate biblical scholar, moderate, but more a religious scholar, which I am, I would say it's fair interpretation. But in any event, I was watching that. And
what are you a scholar of? With your asshole.
He's a religious scholar.
Well, you're not a scholar of anything. You don't know anything. You fucking had a campaign event in a goddamn lawn. You're not a scholar at the lawn care facility. God. A scholar.
You're a scholar. You know, maybe I am. I moderately am.
Anyway, offensive. It's not like, you know, the Last Temptation of Christ or anything like that. And its fictionalism is, from my point of view, as a moderate biblical scholar. Moderate. I say moderate. But more a religious scholar, which I am, I would say it's fair interpretation. But in any event, I was watching that, and they said there was a thing on Oscar, but nobody I knew was watching it.
Nobody I knew was watching it.
What was this Oscar thing?
Oh, God.
Is it a game?
It's a annual.
Oh, I get
what? Who does he know? Nobody I knew was watching.
And who is this fucking producer that is working with him? Who is this Oscar?
Oh, my God.
Who is this Oscar? Is it a game?
This guy, I don't know where they found him. I don't know where you find a producer for the Rudy Giuliani.
I hope this guy produces remotely. Like, I hope he's not there in the studio with Rudy.
Dead. He would be dead by now. He needs
Jesus Christ.
Call 911.
It's like getting the gas chamber.
Oh, Rudy.
Also, we have. Did you see over the weekend? There was a couple of. Over the past couple of days, there was a.
Yes.
There was someone on Fox.
Right.
That was on with one of the B team, Bill Hemmer.
Yes.
The House Oversight Committee Chairman, Representative James Comer, lunatic from Kentucky,
Comer
Republican. He was on Fox News alleging that he has proof that a Biden.
Yes.
We don't know which one. Could be the dog.
Jill.
Is connected to a wire transfer from China to a business owned by an associate of President Joe Biden. I'm just saying.
Is it an associate of Major? Didn't he have a dog that bit somebody that was a real problem?
He bit the Secret Service. And we later found out that Major might have been vindicated because Secret Service might be dirty as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's the guy that ordered all the hookers for Obama. Wait, that's a bullshit rumor. That's not true.
So Bill Hemmers, shockingly, the Fox dude said, well, it's been 5 years about looking into this Hunter Biden stuff.
Well, it's a complicated
investigation. And what do we have for it? Yes. 5 years is a long time to be investigating, he said.
Right, right.
And this guy hemmed and hawed, you know, but it was odd for a Fox Newsite to be like, what's going on with this Hunter thing? It's 5 years.
I mean, honestly, it's been 5 years.
And now we have Geraldo creating a furor.
What the fuck?
Not a furor.
Name!
A furor online by tweeting, Hunter Biden has been investigated for almost 5 years. Aside from fact, he's been a junkie dirtbag. Nothing remotely criminal has been uncovered. Put up or shut up.
He's a junkie dirtbag.
So, of course, they're losing their minds, a lot of them.
Right.
But there seems to be a lot of agreement in some of the Republican conservative circles that they're like, yes, put up or shut up. Let's see these. You keep telling us we've got it.
But
just wait. We're going to give you that evidence got. Just wait.
If you believe it, though, you are dying to see what's on that laptop. If you believe this bullshit and you're like, why is it taking 5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Some maggot operative. The editor-in-chief of The Federalist said, setting aside the gun crimes, prostitution crimes, drug crimes, tax crimes, bribery receipts, foreign agent shenanigans, money laundering, pay for play, and kid glove treatment from the corrupt and politicized FBI and DOJ, this is really an astute observation. Meanwhile, Junkie Dirtbag covers all that.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Gun crimes, prostitution crimes, drug crimes, tax crimes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where is Dan Bungholo? Bungino.
Dan Bongino.
Bongino. Bunghole. Bungholino.
Dan Bongino. He's got the best name.
Said, outside of potential illicit foreign. Notice how he puts the word potential and possible. Wait, outside of a potential illicit foreign influence operation, possible public corruption, FARA, and tax violations. You're correct. Nothing to see here. Rolling eyes emoji.
Oh my God. Right. What are people saying, Dan?
But you know how he noticed how he covered his maggot ass by saying potential illicit foreign influence and possible public corruption.
Right. Right. I mean, that's what they do. People are saying, I've heard people say they,
his Rivera's tweet also sparked a debate regarding the possibility Hunter Biden may be charged related to tax crimes and a false statement regarding a gun purchase. The Washington Post reported last October that federal agents investigating Biden's son, Hunter, have gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Right. They should have. That's
difference.
What happened.
Yes. Here's the difference between us and you.
Yes.
Send him to jail. For tax evasion and the gun purchase. However.
Yes.
I want his tax crimes compared to any other potential tax crimes that are being levied against any Republicans.
Or anybody in that shitbag's family, Trump.
Yes. And I want equal treatment.
Yes.
Under the law.
Right.
They go to jail too. We think they all, if you commit crimes, you should go to jail. That's how it should be.
Where's the evidence? I've never understood this. Where's the evidence? Why wasn't Hunter Biden arrested during Trump's administration?
Because they don't have anything.
What about Hillary?
Because they didn't have anything.
What about Uma Abedin?
Because they didn't have anything?
I mean, you know what I mean?
Now, Wiener, they had something.
Wiener, well, you know, he was up to some different
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. That guy just, he doesn't, Wiener doesn't need an internet connection, I think.
Oh, we got to get the fuck out of here. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
Time be a flying.
Woo!
See you tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 47 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Just helps us out here. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. At RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking Vile.
Great evenings, etc. Everyone, back mañana.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.